And when liberty comes up against God's specific command that those who are wise and submit to his truth live an unintoxicated life, you'll be able to explain that. Now, it doesn't mean that you try and stop them, but what you do is say, I can't. My convictions keep me from anything that would harm my testimony or intoxicate my mind. Starting chapter 20, verse 1, wine is a mocker, strong drink is a brawler. Whoever's led astray by it is not wise. Second passage, look at chapter 23, verses 20 and 21. Do not mix with wine bibbers or with gluttonous eaters of meat, for drunkards and the glutton will come to poverty, and drowsiness will clothe a man with rags. Now, what does verse 20 say? Don't mix with wine bibbers. This is an old-fashioned term for people that just love to drink. And they love the smell, and they love the taste, and they love the ambiance, and they love to be, it's kind of the bar room setting, the cocktail party, that they love the whole arena of drinking. The Lord says, beware of those, or with those who overeat. Isn't it interesting that God puts people that drink too much right next to those that eat too much? I mean, when's the last time you heard a sermon on gluttony? It's so clear in the Bible, drunkenness is wrong, but the Lord says also, we should not be comfortable around people that are undisciplined in their alcohol consumption or their food consumption. Keep going to chapter 23, verse 29. And this is a really long passage describing the dangers of drinking, the woes that alcohol brings. Verse 29, who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has contentions? Who has complaints? Who has wounds without cause? Who has redness of eyes? Verse 30, those who linger long at the wine, those who go in search of mixed wine. Do not look at the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it swirls around smoothly, when it sparkles in the cup, swirls around smoothly. Verse 32, at last it bites like a serpent and stings like a viper. Your eye will see strange things. Your heart will utter perverse things. Yes, you'll be like one who lies down in the midst of the sea or who lies on the top of the mast saying, they have struck me, but I was not hurt. They have beaten me, but I did not feel it. When shall I awake that I may seek another drink?